This is Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We got Tony here. Man, Tony, people don't even know that you not on Twitter no more.
Yeah, I'm gone, man. I'm gone for a little while. Had a couple people ask me, was I coming back? I'm leaning towards not, but I'm not exactly sure. But, I don't know. I'm actually enjoying my time off, to be honest.
Look, it is nice. It is nice when you take a Twitter break. I tell you. I've taken some for days at a time, and I'm like, ooh, this shit right here is pretty nice.
Yeah. I was hoping Josh would be on so I could light it behind up for blocking me.
Oh, look, you know, we gonna get to that on the next episode. You're going to be back. Y'all can catch Tony here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking. We back at it like some crack addicts. Technical difficulties all out the way. Shit. We back and ready. Y'all already know what's up. So, it's off season.
Yep.
And for a minute, the Falcons ain't do nothing. We ain't know what was going on. Everybody was signing everybody. And we just sitting here like, just going on. We ain't cutting. We ain't doing nothing. Next thing we know, Hooper gone.
Yeah.
Trufant gone. Freeman gone.
Yeah.
A bunch of people we don't give a fuck about are gone.
What I've noticed over the years, what we like to do is we like to move under the radar. Like, we really like to move under the radar. So, that's one thing I've noticed. Like, for instance, I think back in 2014, when we switched over to that 3-4, you know how they give us notifications how teams bring in players for visits. Yeah. I had no idea that we were going to sign Tyson Jackson and that big dude out of Miami. I had no idea that they were free agents. So I think we like to move under the radar and whatnot. Like, we had no idea that we were going to sign those two linemen. You know, they don't put it out there that teams we fly players out for visits or anything, or who we have interest. Not too much, but I'm kind of used to it, but at the same time, it pisses me off. Because it's just like, I don't know what y'all doing or you know, what direction we're going. It's like they keep us guessing too much. And I know they're not obligated to do it, but come on, man. Y'all gotta put y'all names out there somewhere, bro. Somewhere. It poses the question, why is every team name out here but Atlanta?
I don't know why we do that shit either.
It's weird. Like, it's very weird. But I was shocked when I found out we signed Dante Fowler. I was not expecting that at all.
Me either.
I was not expecting. Then we pay him $16 million a year. Yeah, I had no idea.
Look, that's why we got rid of all them damn people, so we can pay him his money.
Yep. It makes you wonder, you know, what direction we're going in the draft. I mean, we let go Vic. I still don't think we should rely on Tack. I would love for us to bring in, take a hard look at Everson Griffin. But I still think we should go pass rush in the first round. My number one priority is just like 2016. We have got to bring in an offensive lineman. I want Ronald Leary, who came from Denver. I want him to shore up that right guard position. I think he'll be a nice fit for us. And somebody who we haven't heard from since the season is Kalinshe Osemele. When he got released from the Jets, I would love for us to take a hard look at him. I would love to know what's going on with him. But I want a right guard, because if you're going to bring in a running back, namely a Todd Gurley, you have to shore up the offensive line because Jamon Brown, James Carpenter, and Mike Gano is not going to do it for us. It's not going to do it for us at all.
At all. At like, all. That's what I want our O-line to be addressed. For some reason, I'm thinking they're going to try to do it in the draft again, even though I hate that because we don't know how they're going to translate in the NFL.
Right. I've always been opposed to drafting offensive linemen, but I see why you do it. I mean, they're younger. They have a lot more upside than a veteran, you know, at different variants of how they staged their career. But a guy like Ronald Leary, who's still just 30 years old, I think we could bring him in for 1 or 2 years. How I think is bring him in for 2 years. And then you have 2 years to find a guard to replace him, you know, in the draft, whether you find one in this one in the later round or you find him in, you know, the next draft. You know, have him sit behind Ronald Leary, learn the offense. And also, we got to, you know, address that center position as well. But I would really love for us to take a hard look at Ronald Leary. I think that's a dark horse guard that's sitting out there who still has some potential left in his tank. Remember, he came from Dallas, you know, so he's been a part of a great offensive line. So, and I think Denver's running back was pretty productive as well. So I think he's been pretty solid, you know, for the teams he played for. So I would really love for us to take a hard look at him.
Yeah. And we need to address that center position because Alex Mack, I'm sure this is his last year, mm-hmm. if not his second to last year. And we need another badass center.
Facts. And not only that, if we cut him now, we save $8 million against the cap. So part of me would not be shocked if we released him. But that's $8 million I'm willing to eat. Because if you solidify that right guard position with a Ronald Leary or a solid tackle that's better than what we have, he has a security blanket with Chris Langstrom and a solid right guard next to him. So he has a security blanket. You know, he got 1 year left in him. You know, don't let him go. Not just yet. No. Now is not the time to let him go. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially if you're talking about bringing in a guy like Todd Gurley. No.
Ready. So, no. Who knows what the hell is going to take place over these next however many fucking days we got till the draft. It seems like it's something every day.
Yeah.
But we did address a huge spot on our defense, which is the fucking Vic's replacement.
Thanks. Fowler.
Fowler, however you say his name.
Dante Fowler?
Yes. Man.
Yes. I was on my way somewhere to actually get some pizza, and I got the notification while I was driving. I was like, wait, we got Dante Fowler? And I'm reading up on it, I say, man, this really just happened. I'm just like, wow. I was so shocked. I was not expecting us to grab. I know he said he wanted to play for us, but I didn't think we actually had the money for this dude, bro. I thought he was gonna command top dollar. Like, I mean, I thought he was gonna command I thought he was gonna command top dollar. I really did. He's one of the premier pass rushers in this league. So I was shocked, man. Shocked when we signed him. Let me just say, if Vic Beasley goes to Tennessee and balls out, don't be shocked, because I said it after 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He may fit more in a 3-4 defense rather than a 4-3, because that's what they ran at Clemson. He was a 3-4 outside linebacker. So we'll see how that how that goes. I'll pay attention to that. But bringing in Dante Fowler, who can stand up and put his hand in the dirt, man, that and him pairing with Grady Jarrett, he's not an Aaron Donald, but he's close to it. But I'm excited. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
I'm ready to see it. Look, I've been ready for Vic's replacement, so I'm ready to see some action. Yeah. Now, you know, some people hate it. Some people are like, oh, he's just a little better than Vic. And some people are like, excited. And some people just, we gonna see.
A little better than Vic? Man, please.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Man, this fan base is so trash, bro. this fan base is so trash. I was saying, I'm like, why are these people? Because on Facebook, I get on Facebook from time to time, not much, but I'm also in that Dirty Bird Nation group on Facebook, and so many people are upset. I'm like, yo, we addressed the pass rush, and now y'all mad at the money we paying them. But if we didn't go after them, he was gonna be upset. So, you know, which one is it? But you know how stupid this fan base can be.
Right. Like we literally got rid of big money people to get him.
Yes, man.
Like,
yes, and he's a 4-3 defensive end. He's a 4-3 defensive end. So that's what they run at Florida, is a 4-3. So I'm like, bro, come on. The fact that he actually thrived in 3-4 speaks high volumes. So let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes on that. The offensive side of the ball. What do you think about Hayden Hurst?
I don't know much about him. I never paid attention to Hayden Hurst.
I'm willing to go out on a very thin limb. He's gonna be better than Austin Hooper.
Ooh.
He's gonna be better than Austin Hooper. Here's why. He's a more of a pass catching threat than Austin Hooper. He's a lot more athletic. The only reason why he fell down the depth chart in Baltimore is because he didn't really fit their scheme. You know, they're predicated on the run. We're predicated on the pass. You know, there's no tight end better than him in this upcoming draft. You know, he was drafted right before Calvin Ridley. So, you know, I was watching his tape the other day. Like, he is really going to thrive in this offense. He's a 6'5" guy. He has speed. He has good hands. He can block. Like, I don't think we're missing anything with us bringing in Hayden Hurst, replacing Austin Hooper. We quickly found his replacement, and he can be a potential upgrade. So I'm excited. I'm excited about him. Just bringing in the offensive lineman, either bring in Ty Gurley or draft a quality running back, and our offense is set.
Yeah, but Ty Gurley, that's the other thing. Everybody, Ty Gurley got released. He said he wants to be either in Miami or Atlanta.
And what's crazy is when they were fielding offers, we were the most interested. So my thing is, that poses the question to me, what made y'all think that we were going to take on his salary, and what draft picks were y'all trying, were y'all talking, were y'all thinking about giving up for this guy?
Yeah,
I was going to be upset if we traded for him.
Injury prone running back.
I was going to be upset had we traded for him. That's not the player you trade for.
Yeah, we already used our trade pick on Hayden Hurst.
Facts.
Hopefully, you know, he worth the trade pick. I was thinking he need to be a fucking third round trade pick and not a fucking second. But only thing that most people are like, nah, for Todd because of his past injuries. They're like, maybe before he'd be good because he wasn't injury prone, but now they're like, eh. And then Matt Calroy, I think he's up from the college. He said we only have a little over $9 million for running back money. So unless Todd takes, you know, maybe $7 million, then I don't know. I don't know if he's willing to take $7 million.
My thing is, man, at 25, who, and looking at it, he got drafted in 2015. He's in a total of 80 games, he's only missed seven. He's only missed seven games. He's played in 73 out of 80 games that he's been drafted. So, I mean, seven games is over 5 years is not bad at all. It's not like, you know, he's missing, you know, 3 and 4 games per season. I mean, that's just seven games over the course of 5 years. That's pretty good in my opinion. I mean, I know you say you don't trust his knee, but I think they may be blowing, you know, that a little bit out of proportion. I mean, missing seven games out of 80 is not bad at all. But at 25, after being released like that, what kind of contract do you give him? Like, do you give him a 1 year prove it deal? Do you give him the same kind of deal that he got from the Rams? Do you give him like a 2 year deal to prove himself? And then if, you know, you give him an option. I mean, what I would love to know what kind of contract you give this guy at 25. He's still in his prime. I mean, the average time for a running back is like 4 years. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league, what, 5? So I would love to know what kind of contract you would give this guy. Even if it ain't us, I am interested to see what he gets. I am interested. And then Melvin Gordon is not getting the contract he wants, mainly because, number one, he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
But, yeah, he does not deserve that at all. But I would love to know what kind of contract you would give a Todd Gurley at 25 and being released like this. I mean, this is just beyond me as to why they released him.
That's a great question.
Yeah, like, why would you release him or trade this guy? Like, I mean, he missed what, three? I think he missed like 1 or 2 games last year. He still finished with 12 touchdowns. He finished with 857 yards. Maybe his knee was ailing, but he was able to play on it. I don't know, but I would really love to know why they were trying to give him up, and they, you know, they designate him as a post June 1st cut. But I would really love to know, you know, what kind of money do you give this guy now? So us bringing him, it sounds great, but I don't necessarily think it's smart. I don't necessarily think it's smart. Now, if you can get him on a 1 to 2 year deal and he okay with that, hey, cool. You just better make sure you bring in an offensive lineman. But I might have to agree with Von McClure on this. I don't see us making a run at him. I don't. I don't see us making a run at him.
I don't see it either. I don't see it just because, like we were talking about earlier, the Falcons don't say anything. And the players don't say.
They don't like to make splashes, man.
So
the last time we made a legit splash was in 2016 when we brought in Mohamed Sanu and Alex Mack, who is still one of the greatest signings that TD has ever did. But I just don't see us making that big of a splash. I don't see us making that big of a splash. If we do, heck, go on do it. But you better have a plan to back it up. You got to have a plan, because if you're gonna bring in a Todd Gurley, there is absolutely no reason why this team should not be in a Super Bowl. Absolutely. If you're gonna have Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, Hayden Hurst, and Todd Gurley on the offensive side of the ball, what are you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
It's gonna come down to fucking Dirk.
Man,
because last year Calvin barely got the goddamn ball.
Man, man, listen. I was completely wrong about Dirk Cutter, man. I just thought at the time he would be good for us because he worked with Matt and Julio, but I was just completely wrong about him. I really was.
I was so indifferent. I was like, well, you know, Matt likes it. I love it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the man's doing. Hopefully this year he turns it around, but we just gonna see.
Yeah.
We gonna see. And speaking of knees, we're gonna go back to the defense. I don't know if we're gonna keep Keanu.
Man, that has been racking my brain since the start of the offseason. I'm like, what do we do with him? I think he stays another year, but because he already got his money from his option that we exercised last year. So I'm just like, if he can stay healthy, bro, think about it. You got Keanu healthy, you got Debo, Grady Jarrett, and Dante Fowler. That's some heavy hitters right there.
Right.
That is some, really? And then what's crazy is they're all 26 and younger. They're all 26 and younger.
That's the craziest part.
Come on. I mean, if Tech was even remotely Tech just depresses me, bro.
Well,
like if Tech could be remotely as if Tech could just be somewhat decent, could be over slightly above average. Like, come on, like you really, come on, man. Like,
I really
is the bad fruit. Is the bad apple out of the basket. That's what pisses me off about him.
And that's what gets everybody. But they said, I think it was Aaron Freeman was the first one to say it. He thinks that Tack is going to improve with Fowler being on the other side. So it's just a we gonna see type thing.
I'm still upset we passed on TJ Watt for him.
Hey, back then Tack was looking good and he started off well, and I don't know what happened, but if he don't get cut, it's just gonna be we gonna see what happens with Tack this year. And if we keep Tack this year, it's gonna be the all right, improve or get out.
Yeah, we better not. I just know we better not exercise his option. He got 1 year to show us what he could do. And if not, he got to go.
Right. But hey, this is make or break year for Quinn and TD too. So
yeah, it's a make or break year for a lot of people.
Yep. A whole lot of them. If they stay. Because Campbell's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I kind of wanted us to bring him back. So now we got to figure out how to fill that linebacker spot.
Right. And this has also been my concern, is they just chopping people and ain't no immediate fills have been happening. So it's been like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait till the draft or not? Like, come on, bring on somebody. But they taking their time doing everything.
I don't think they're taking their time. I think they're looking at all options. They're just not, they're just not on the forefront. They're just not in the headlines. I mean, this is just what the Falcons do. They're not going to be in the headlines. You hear so many teams in the headlines. You will not hear them in the headlines at all. That's one thing I can give my team. They are never ever in the headlines, whether it's positive, especially in the negative. So they're not really in the headlines. So I don't think they're taking their precious time. They're just, they're probably evaluating all options. At least I hope they are. I don't think they're just sitting on their hands though. They're weighing all options. They're taking a hard look at their roster right now to see what to do. They're configuring numbers for cap room. They're looking at who else can they bring in. They're, preparing for a draft, if there's a draft. I think they're doing all of that. They're just not in the headlines like we want them to be.
Yeah. And speaking of headlines, this guy, Yannick, whatever the hell his last name is. Yes. He been talking too much. So I don't think he's coming to the Falcons. Cause he been talking too much. He been putting bird emojis on Instagram, you know. So he begged somebody to reunite with his brother, I guess Fowler or something. It's just been too much. I'm like, I don't think you coming to the Falcons because they would tell you to shut your ass up.
Yeah, we would have to give up a first rounder for him, and I ain't with that.
I ain't with that shit either. We need to take what the fuck we can get.
Yeah, I really want Kalavion Chaisson from LSU. I really want him. People talking about something, we need to trade him and get Chase Young. Nah, man. Nah, trading him, we're going to have to give up too much for that second round. For that, Yeah, man.
Chase Young. If y'all don't cut it out, talking about Chase Young at all. God, we ain't getting no goddamn Chase Young. Shit. And y'all don't even know if he going to come in here and actually fucking be a beast or not. Like, I hate when... Stop hyping up the first person you see. Shit.
Oh, man. But I just... If we could just bring in an offensive lineman, that would be the highlight of my offseason for us. That would be the highlight of the offseason, because what we have now at that right guard position is the only hole that needs to be filled on the offensive line. What we have now is not going to do it, man. It's not going to do it. And what's crazy is Jamon Brown is the best option, but he's trash too.
Man, we don't know what they gonna do.
No, we don't. I just want us to solidify that offensive line. We could bring in a guard named, like I said, a Ronald Leary. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be so okay.
It's gonna be all good in the hood, but hopefully they do something this offseason, this free agency, during this free agency time. I don't know. Shit. Nobody knows. Hell, we don't know what's going to happen with this goddamn virus and this freaking free agency.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm so over this freaking coronavirus, man. Did you hear Sean Payton caught it?
Yeah, Sean Payton caught it. A bunch more NBA players caught it. Everybody caught it. Hell, I'm pretty sure I had it in December.
Yo, chill out. For real, why you say that?
No, for real. These people. So first it started with this one lady. She was out for a month, right? And nobody knew what was wrong with her. Then she came back and everybody like, you good? And she's like, well, they still say I have ammonia, but it's walking now, and they're not sure what's wrong. She was sick for 3 months straight. Wow. Then all these other people were at work sick for months. And so I ended up getting sick for 3 weeks, and it wasn't even like, it wasn't a cold, and it wasn't the flu. It was just, I was just 3 weeks straight. And then this guy, he got sick for 3 weeks, went on vacation, came back, and was sick for another 3 weeks. So that's what I'm like.
So like, I was sick maybe about a few weeks ago. One day, it was just one night, I caught the chills. Like my entire body was in pure agony pain, like my entire body. And I was at work and it was just getting worse. And I was like, yo, I think I have the flu. I have a small cough, my throat hurts. And I went to go get tested. They said, I didn't test for the flu and I didn't have a cold. They said it was an unspecified viral infection or something. And then as soon as, like, when my body stopped hurting, that's when my allergy started flaring up. Sweet. I don't know what it was, yo, but I just, all weekend, I was just I was just in bed. I just don't know what was going on with me, yo.
See?
Man, it's crazy. Like, it just came out of nowhere. Like,
my out of nowhere.
Body was hurting. Out of nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody was mad, sick, had something. And, you know, don't nobody like going to the doctor. Everybody was like, well, shit, let me just try out some medicine. And it just lasted. And yeah. Now it's everybody else. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, hopefully. Man, crazy. I think for the most part, the media is still like scaring people. I think for the most part, they're just scaring people. Because the way we could stop it, man, is if you're infected, yo, stay home.
Right.
Don't, man, quarantine yourself. Now, you know, unfortunately, you know, God rest his soul, you know, for the 88,000 that passed away. I don't know if it was, you know, people our age. I don't know if it was elderly people or it was babies that caught it and couldn't fight it off.
It's been a mix.
So I'm not exactly sure how severe it was, you know, for so many people to, you know, for thousands of people to, you know, get infected and pass away. I think that's what's bothering me. That's what's bothering me about it. I'm just like, I mean, so what exactly do you do to cure this? How do you treat this? Like, what do you do? You know, and for the people that for the people that tested, like, you know, the NBA players and Sean Payton and Idris Elba, they said they feel fine. They have no symptoms, but they do have it. I mean, what happens now? I mean, like, what happens? How are they treating it? What are they doing? You know?
Right.
It ain't like Ebola where you throw up, you know, and you can catch it like that.
Right. We don't know. Yeah, that's what makes it scary. It's just like nobody knows what to do unless you got a severe case of it. Then it's like, oh, we're going to figure it out. It's just the whole guessing game. So it's crazy. Hopefully we can get this shit to die down. Like, I stocked up.
They cancel football. I don't know what I do. Like,
I don't think so. They can't cancel football. I don't think. I think it should be gone by then. But I think the biggest problem we got in America is we are not shutting more stuff down fast enough.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. Like, stuff needs. We need to go on like a week lockdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are refusing to shut down. Like, my county is on curfew right now from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. But people they still rolling around and stuff. Like, y'all need to stay inside because you could carry it and not know. Like, Idris and them, they feel fine. But you could give it to someone else. And then,
well, see, that makes me want to go get tested. Like, okay. I don't have no symptoms. I mean, do I need to go get tested?
We all need to get tested, but the problem is we don't got enough tests. China's shipping over tests. Italy's shipping over tests. So, and they're only like so many. So it's like, well, shit. So that's what I'm just like, this is crazy. I'm staying inside till I can't stay inside no more. But I'm going to try to stay inside because who knows if I have it. I give it to somebody. So right. I'm just keep my butt inside. Yeah. And it's going to suck. Luckily, I got a balcony. But I got enough food and enough entertainment to last me inside for a few days. Just straight quarantining myself.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in a couple of weeks, it'll be done. But they said, I think the NBA is going to come back in July. So hopefully we'll be, by the time everything, you know, is gone, should be done by football season.
I hope this. I'm just ready for this to be over, bro.
Me too. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. This is bothering me. Shoot, man, because of the stupid COVID-19. After that announcement that the Falcons made, we may have signed some people and we don't even know it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going, oh, we're going to just wait and let it let everybody know in a minute, you know, whenever we want to.
It's crazy
as hell. But you know, I don't know what's gonna happen this season. This is all that's happened so far. I don't think I missed anything. You know, Hooper gone, Freeman probably gonna sign somewhere soon. We may or may not get Todd Gurley.
Todd Brady is really in my division.
Oh yeah. It's weird. Well, have they made it official yet?
Nah, but you know, they're still working out the contract language. I'm sure they're gonna announce something this week or this weekend. I'm sure he'll be signed with them this week.
Yeah, because I'm going to laugh if all this happens and he's like, I'm taking my talents to ESPN. You know, like, it's just so weird. Like, why are you coming down here? Why are you still playing football? Yeah, like, I get the love, but, like, just retire. I don't understand.
Drew,
like, okay, stay another year. Now Teddy's the Panthers quarterback. This is weird. I was like, 2020 is just fucking weird. Like,
man,
what the fuck?
2020 was, bro, listen. I was not expecting for 2020 to go like this. It ain't all bad, but it ain't all good either.
It seems like it's been more bad in 2020 than good.
Man, 2020 is wild, man. We lost Kobe.
Duh. That shit took me out.
Man, like 2020 is wild, bro.
That shit took me out. Out. I was like, God damn.
Man, put 2020 on rice, bro.
Right. Put the fucking shit in rice. Maybe we can, as soon as Corona's over, and then guess what? We just gone, okay, new 2020. You know what I'm saying? Restarted only 6 months or however many months gonna be left by the time the corona's over. All right, restart the year, new year, fireworks, yeah, put them out again.
Restarted, bro. 2020 need to go back to bed and start over.
Golly, we really got Teddy as a Panther, maybe Tom, and then Drew Brees in our division, and who knows who else the Falcons gonna get. And who knows how this season is going to pan out, because none of us know. Who, Cam? Oh, yeah. That's a good question. I don't know. That is a great question. Like, who wants to deal with Cam Newton? That's the question.
Yeah, man. Of course, Falcon fans want us to bring him in. Man, this fan base is freaking stupid, bro.
Like, how dumb are y'all? Y'all want to bring in a man that refused to pounce on a football in the Super Bowl?
Man, they want to bring in a dude that's injury prone. That's so dumb.
Injury prone.
The only reason why they want to bring him in because he's black.
That's it. That is it. Like, this dude don't even type in English.
Man, Jesus. Dude be typing in tongue.
The dude made his whole team go vegan, and the dude told them all not to have sex just to still have a shitty season. Like, this who you want to bring in? Hell no.
Nah, we good. Nah,
we Gucci over here. We good. We don't need none of that.
Nah, we good. So next week is going to be the crew.
The crew, oh hell yeah, we coming back. I don't know what day yet. I'm gonna ask them probably Monday or probably Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay. Next week, we're gonna all get back in here and we're gonna be fighting. And Bree's probably gonna bring in Marcus. I don't know why, so just be prepared for that. And we're gonna come back at it and we're just gonna boom, we're just gonna keep on going every week. Because we know there's going to be some shit going down every single week.
Okay.
Yep, it's going to be some good shit.
Okay. For sure.
For sure. I guess I gotta sign off. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Follow us on Twitter. Wash your hands. Stay inside if you can. If you're sick, quarantine yourself. Don't go out. Outside ain't that good anyway. It's just more sick people. You know what I'm saying? We don't got time for this. We want this to end. So everybody, just stay put. It sucks. But you got FaceTime and Skype and games and all that stuff. And they're pausing our electric bills. So you know what I'm saying? Stay inside as much as humanly possible.
Yes, please. Please. And yes. And if you can stop having sex, then stop.
Yeah, because we don't want no winter babies. We don't need no more.
We don't need no more.
No more winter babies.
No more.
We out.
We out.